Okay, we're back. Welcome, everybody. Welcome to the show. Welcome to the Zeff Report, Channel Z. If you need to get in touch with us, correspond with us, you may do so at 5 Bisbee Court. That's 5 B-I-S-B-E-E Court, 109, Box 16, Santa Fe, New Mexico, 87508. And we are here. We love to get your letters. Trish keeps promising me she'll get select some letters to read on Spirit Talk Sunday. We got a great response from everybody about Bishop Kanko, Bishop Vagalis Kanko from last week, which we aired on Spirit Talk Sunday. But we just touched the tip of the iceberg. So see, what we're going to do right now is get right into it. Welcome back, Bishop Kanko. Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you. Thank you, Jeff.
Well,
and Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas to you too. I think it's a good idea. Since we talked, mm-hmm. all hell is broken loose. Mm-hmm. I have been put into front and center of the battle, mm-hmm. and I feel that you did pray for me. Is that true?
Yes, I prayed seriously.
Because I told Trish, mm-hmm. I know he prayed for me.
I prayed seriously because I knew you're going to go through a lot of battle because the certain things I was coming out with and what I'm going to come out with today. It's going to really make the devil mad. So we started praying and praying and praying and praying.
Okay, because I felt the benefit of it, but I was really, I haven't been so taxed. And I know, I always feel good in the Lord. You know what I mean? I feel like I tell you, I was really tested. We had a battle about this divinity. It seems that this divinity of Jesus is one front. That I've been saying all week, repeating like Jesus is God. Everywhere I go, Jesus is God. Jesus is God. And there was a talk show host that was promoting that Jesus is not God. And then there was a reversal, and they actually had a two-hour show about Jesus having someone on that really is good with apologetics and putting it all out there that Jesus is God and proving it. So we had good news since the last show. But at the same time, something happened to me, and I mm-hmm. want to get, before we get your information, I just wanted, I feel that there was something stolen from me, like a piece of my soul or something when I was younger.
Mm-hmm.
And this was revealed to me
mm-hmm.
About a week ago.
Mm-hmm.
Sorry, just embattled. And, mm-hmm. Anyway, the Lord showed me that, you know, this is something that goes on, that people steal other people's talents.
Mm-hmm.
And, excuse me. I didn't realize I would get choked up over this.
Mm-hmm.
But, anyway, I'm going to pause the tape.
Mm-hmm.
Sorry.
It's okay. Leave it in there, man.
Okay, here we go. We're continuing on. But that in this particular case, this person, mm-hmm. it was like, you know, could have been why I'm doing music now. And mm-hmm. and that they, I went wound up in some kind of a, you know, taken off to an insane asylum. And this person went off to be a rock star or whatever, you know, I mean, just very famous doing that, which... And it looked to me, what was revealed to me, that he was stealing another guy who was a very talented guy, wound up dead. But this guy who just looks all innocent, you know, and he's,
yes.
I'm not going to mention all the who he is, but just say that it was shown to me in the spirit. I was taken there and shown how he had the souls of, I don't know, thousands of souls that were living in him that he'd stolen.
Mm-hmm.
You're still there, okay. And mm-hmm. That he had stolen. That gave him this shine, or he would glow,
mm-hmm.
and that gave him this magical ability to just, you know, go from like say high school into, you know, the big time, and you know, continuing mm-hmm. on. Anyway, that then the spiritual work that was done was to, you know, bind it. As what I saw the Lord do is open up like the chest or solar plexus area,
mm-hmm.
and let all these spirits out,
mm-hmm.
so they could all return or go wherever they needed to go. And then
that's right.
Realized a piece of me was in there too.
Mm-hmm.
So,
is
that true?
Yes, it can be so.
Okay.
It can be so easily.
Huh? Mm-hmm. So, there's a technique where people can steal a piece of you.
Yes, they come. Yes, you're right.
Like they, you have a talent in something, and they can just go ahead and take it.
They can just go ahead, and that's right.
Okay, so I didn't have any understanding of it, so I feel like I missed out. You know, that a lot of my life is wasted because of that.
God is going to replenish it. Don't worry.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Well, it'd been on my mind for a week. Then, you know, then fighting with all these demons who are trying to get Jesus to not be God. And that seems to be the other. Then that hit me right after that. So it's been like one thing after another. Mm-hmm. And so they don't want you to be, you know, getting back to me as a talk show.
I know.
People don't want to know that, or they don't want you to tell mm-hmm. about all these spirits that control things on Earth. And they take people.
That's right. Because, yes, because if they know, they'll be free.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Okay, well, let me just then, let's go into the next part. I'm sorry, folks, but this is just the way that I have no idea what's going to happen emotionally when we get involved in all this stuff. But Bishop Kanko has been nice enough to be here a second time for a follow-up, and we talked about the spirits under the sea. I did also a talk last week about this soul-stealing stuff, about a piece here, a piece there, and they just try to rob you until you're nothing. Well, what I see the Lord doing with these people is that he's open them up and let all those souls go, and they're just going to be like an empty balloon and just collapse, you know. But, okay. So we talked about the spirits under the sea. You know that Bishop Kanko is from Ghana. His family is he's fourth generation, if you will, witch doctor or wizard. He has seen with his father the city under the sea. It opened up, and he could see that there were numerous cities under the sea, and that these spirits from under the sea and in other areas that are off-world, let's say in other dimensions, they tend to control things upon the earth through, I guess, the free will of people, that they control things upon the earth until Jesus returns to put an end to it. And so let me ask you, let me just start off with this question. We talked about the spirits under the city, under the ocean. Mm-hmm. Does that mean any ocean, or is it the Indian Ocean, or the what ocean?
No, all the oceans.
All the oceans.
All the oceans, there are cities under the sea.
Okay.
Yes, because oceans has happened to be the dwelling place of all the water spirit or marine spirit. And the grandmother of all marine spirit is called Manati. So ocean is where all that is the base of all the dwelling place of all the marine spirit. And that is where you'll find the different type of cities under the sea. And then these cities exist there, and then people also go there for different things, like promotion, like power to become a president or government, like businessman, like et cetera, et cetera. So that city is being provided by a human being, those who are missionaries and those who are Freemasons and other mm-hmm. People who want business, big-time business, who want power, who want protection, and et cetera, et cetera. And so that is how it is. But basically, under the ocean, all the oceans have seas, have cities, and the grandmother of all marine spirit or water spirit is in the sea. And apart from this ocean, all the waters, that bodies that you see, like the river and the lake, mm-hmm. there are water spirits inhabiting those clear waters. But like I said, the grandmother of the base or the headquarters of all marine spirit is in the ocean.
Yeah. Okay, well, these tend to, you talked about psychic computers.
That's right. These are in the second heavens. You know, we have, the heavens has been divided into three. The God's heaven, and then after God's heaven, you come to the throne, you come to the second heaven. And the second heaven, you come to the third heaven. Now, the second heaven is where Satan inhabit. That is where all the programs of various things to destroy us, to destroy our being, organized. So we have the psychic computers there, and we have all the space programming and all the things being there, happening in the second heaven. So that is where space programming and psychic computers and all the things are there. And they program according to what they want to do under the sun.
Why? Okay, because I feel completely, totally oppressed here on Earth. Mm-hmm. And I wonder, you know, I have the joy of the Lord, but I just wonder sometimes, why doesn't he just move? Why do we all have to suffer so much, you know, where you just...
No, we are not suffering. Probably we are not using the word of God the way we should use it. Mm-hmm. You know, because of my background, I have come to really understand God seriously. You know what? He has every problem under the sun. The solution is in the word of God. But what happened is that Satan and his host would make sure that we become disinterested when it comes to the word of God. Now, look, how many people, how many Christians really are so much interested in the word of God, like Bible studies and extra, extra? How many Christians in this nation take time before they leave for work, go into the word for even 20 minutes? You see, our strength lies on the word. And for your eyes to be opened and for your understanding to be enlightened, you need to get into the word of God.
Yes.
Now, if it's the word of God that strengthens us, it is our hope in the word and our trust in the word that conquers. But you know what? The word of God is not even enough for us to be able to confess our faith, that God-given faith God has given us. We got to have the word of God. Because without the word of God, it becomes a carnal confession. That is what we are going through, what we are going through. But the word of God is there to counteract and to come against every strategy of the enemy concerning our lives. But you see, how many of us even trust the word of God? And that is why it seems that we are suffering. But we are not suffering as such. A lot of us so much ignorance. I mean, so much ignorance about the word of God. They don't even know what the word of God is saying concerning particular situations and circumstances. So therefore, they cannot even apply the word of God to meet whatever they want to. So in the absence of applying the word of God, in the absence of punishment, the Bible says God is a just God. So if you fail to take your rightful position in the Lord and allow the word of God to be your shield, to be your banner, to be your parish, to be your stronghold, there is no way you will enjoy Christian life. To enjoy Christian life and to have that kind of power and peace, we need not to look left and right, but to go into the word. And he says, and you do what the word says. According to the book of Deuteronomy, he says, you have my covenant, keep them and do them that ye may prosper. You know, according to the book, the same Deuteronomy says, today I put before you blessing and a curse. You know what? So it is up to us to choose the blessing. That is by admitting the word of God the way it is from the book of Genesis to Revelation into our spirit, mm-hmm. and try to walk in the word and let the devil know that Jesus is Lord of all. Jesus is the Son of the living God. With this man, you are covered. But you see, how many of us, how many Christians do spend even 20, good quality time, 20 minutes, 5 minutes in the word with the Lord? We're always busy. So the power that we needed to generate from the word of God is not there. So at the end of the day, we are fighting a losing battle because our weapons, the Bible says our weapons are not carnal. So we don't even have the weapon to come against whatever the enemy is doing because we have failed to go into the word of God. You see, that is why it thinks we are suffering. Now, I have a need. I even share with your wife. Mm-hmm. I trust God. I say, pray for me. My daughter has obtained a beautiful scholarship to read medicine in England for her. She put 40,000.
Yes.
I don't have it. But I know that before January 6th, God will give me because I hope in his way. I believe in his word. I mean, he has promised and he will never, ever fail. How many of us can trust the word to the letter? How many of us can trust God without fidgeting, without doubting, without trying to help God, without trying to cut corners? But you see, here, I have put my trust 100% into the word, telling God that, Lord, you can use anybody at all. Because when he wanted to pay a tax, he went to the fish. He collected the money from the fish, you know. So he even used fish to pay his taxes. So he can use anybody under the sun. So I am open, and I know that because the deadline is on the 6th January. I know by 5th, I will pull that $40,000 Oxford University for my daughter, to the glory of God, to do medicine and become a medical officer and serve Jesus.
That'd be wonderful. This is a need that Bishop Kanko is believing. I mean, a lot of you don't have like a $40,000 deadline coming up in 3 weeks.
Yes.
But you see, he's unwavering in the faith and to believe it. You know, the same thing happened to me when I was being sued for $500,000.
You see?
By the IRS. You've heard of the Internal Revenue Service.
Mm-hmm.
Because of the fact they said I did not send in my appeal of the tax thing. It had something to do with a loss that I had and a write-off back when I was doing films.
Mm-hmm.
And they said I didn't do any film and I didn't have it. And the thing is, I did do a film and we sent the thing in, and then they intentionally lost it. Well, we prayed. Mm-hmm. We believed God. And, well, here's something that never happens with the IRS.
Mm-hmm.
My accountant called him at the time, and he said, oh, let me look again. And then he said, oh, I found your document.
Now,
how many times does a bureaucrat reverse himself and say that and have a change of heart like that? I've never
seen nothing. You see, God.
Yeah. Okay, so we believe, and I have to say, my wife, Trish, that she really, she had really the heavy faith going right there. And it happened. It worked out well. We got the appeal. Went did not have to go to court for that. We went to the appeals office, and within about an hour, we were released. We owed no tax.
You see, God. You see, Jesus.
I can't believe. I just want to remember that blessing in relation to you, Bishop Kanko, because a lot of times people say, "Well, go read the Book of Job." A lot of people will say, "Well, my people perish for lack of knowledge."
Please, that's right.
Go see Hosea 4:6.
Yes.
And get in, understand lack of knowledge. Understand Job, really, he was blessed when he changed.
That's right.
When God was done changing him, then he restored him. So guess I'm going through right now. Because, I have to admit to you that I had been, there's a lot of pressure on me, especially doing what I do, to kind of let things slide here and there.
I know.
In other words, if someone comes in with a little doctrine that's a little different, and I haven't been doing that. I've been staying right on it, but then I've been getting all this attack because I'm not going to have someone that says, Jesus is not God, and then I'm not going to do a show about that. I'm sorry.
Yeah, you're right. You're right.
I try to explain to some of the people I've had arguments with that there are demons, there are spirits that cause these arguments to happen.
Yes.
And they look at me and they say, I don't see any spirits. I know you don't see them, but I don't hate you. I don't want to argue with you. The thing is, there's something coming between us, and there are spirits that really want to attack us and really want to get it. So these spirits would indicate to me, Bishop Kanko, that we are followed, or they watch us 24 hours a day.
Yes, I know. They watch you. I know.
Okay.
I know.
And so, is a lot of this then coming from the sea?
Mm-hmm. Yes. It's come from the sea.
Wow. Now, you've been to this city, and it's all laid out. Now, you said also there's a city under the United States.
Yes, yes.
Well, let's talk about that for a second. What is that city, and what do they do there?
Yeah, that city is a very, very beautiful city. What they do is that all the Masonic and all the lodge. You know what lodge is?
The lodge.
Lodge, yeah.
Lodge.
Masonic.
Masonic lodges.
That's
okay.
That's right. That is where they meet to take very, very, very big decisions. Like United States of America, If you don't belong to certain group, there is no way you can get voted as a president.
Right.
There's no way you can get voted as a president. There's no way you can get voted as a senator. That is where decisions has been taken for the whole world. That's how it is. And the big businessmen, big actors and artists, that is where they go. And then this is what it is. So you go there and you meet all these guys because they really need the assistance of these demonic powers in order for them to have influences. And that city that is under America is all the demonic laws that are coming out, like abortion, like gay, like lesbian, like take the Bibles out of the public school, like we don't want to listen, we want to take God with us from our currency. That is where it happened. That is where it emanated. So basically, that city as they see in America fight against everything that God has established during the time of the founding fathers.
Mm-hmm.
So that is how it is.
I've seen myself that mm-hmm. there was a time I had a vision of like another dimension, and uh-huh. there was another like I saw through to uh-huh. see that there was a party going on with a huge clown face that was Satan, uh-huh. and it was uh-huh. just like a big mask, and then all these uh-huh. people were bringing their children, and then I was revealed to me that these people go uh-huh. to and fro, they go to this other world, and that's what uh-huh. all the secrecy is about, and they take their kids in uh-huh. some cases, and they're there, they're all happy, and they go and they have their celebrations and this and that in these other, it's like right next to our dimension.
Uh-huh, you're right.
And I've seen it, and I saw the people that they were there. When mm-hmm. when they saw that I could see them, they started mocking me and attacking me. Mm-hmm. And of course, it got to the point where they almost killed me because they saw that I knew. And
that's right.
This is what the big secret is of why people get killed on the UFOs and all that.
That's right.
Because there's this other dimension right next to ours.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm,
and I've
mm-hmm.
seen it. Like I say, I've seen it. I've seen the people there. I've seen them. I remember one time I saw the thing would change and there'd be a house. That
right.
would be, it wouldn't be the same thing, and then it would be, the lights would be on at 3 a.m,
uh-huh.
and then I would stand outside in the dark, and all these people dressed up in like tuxedos and stuff would go to a window and start waving at me from a
yeah,
house.
You're right.
And I'd say, how can you see that I'm even there?
Mm-hmm.
And they just start
mm-hmm.
waving at me like, hi, hi, we see that you see, you're in trouble now.
See?
And I haven't seen that in years. I pray not to ever see that again. I guess it was shown to me so I would know that it does exist. And then I thought it was just, I was, you know, in a dream or hallucinating. And then my friend said, oh, just because, you know, it doesn't seem normal, it doesn't mean you didn't see it. You did see it, and they're going to kill you.
Mm-hmm.
They're going to kill you because you saw.
Mm-hmm.
And I think this is what you saw. I think being in your, you know, the business your family was in, I think you've seen all these things, but I don't think people even realize that mm-hmm. that there's a lot of people amongst us who go to those places.
Yes, a lot. You know, there was a time I was a ministry in Chicago, and one man pulled it and said, and Bishop, you know too much. If you want to be sitting in America, we don't want you to start reading this house, we will deal with you. The following week, to Chicago, and then when we finished the meeting, they called me, there were four. They called and said, hey, you know so much. We wanted to shut up. You are not going to have this in America. If you want to come to America, you better shut up. You better shut up. You see?
Well,
so there are a lot of people. And when you expose it, it becomes a big blow in the kingdom of the devil. And his people, his agents, start looking for you. Like you said, because that is where all the big actors, that is where all the big businessmen that you see, that is where all the things happen. Any influence, manipulations, all the manipulations happen. How come that I even told them why? Because when in my last meet with them in the city under the sea, especially in the American, that was where they decided that yes, it's coming. They will have to take, in order to succeed, pollute Americans so that it will affect the world, they will have to take the Christian Bible from public schools and make sure that anything to do with Christ, to do with Jesus, will not be listened again. So that is where, and to my surprise, they started taking this Bible out of the public school. They started saying, you can't do that, you can't do this. Now they are contemplating even to take in God with trust. In, like, can you believe that? And, mm-hmm. and it happened right in my face when I was
yeah.
there.
Yeah, no, it happens, and that's why they don't want you to know, because then you would understand about these, you know, other dimensions. I'm just saying that there are people that go there the same time. There are people that write on the UFOs. I was aware of that.
Yes.
These elites, these people in these secret societies, and I was aware they that they're connected to the UFOs. In fact, they fly to different planets. I mean, this is going to sound crazy, but they fly around in them just as comfortable as you please. And I was running from them. I didn't want them to get me. And I told people about these things, and they said, yes, we know all about them. What's wrong with you? You could have a good life. All you have to do is say yes,
mm-hmm.
and then you can fly around in them too.
You see?
And that was, you know, something that I'd known as a child, and, you know, that's where I really started fighting this whole reality, was I realized it's not just another world. But then again, they have access to the stars already. The people here think, Bishop Kanko, that we haven't yet known the mystery of the UFOs, the aliens, the different places and planets you can go, the different worlds and sea cities and undersea cities and underground cities. They don't realize that all this has been established for almost forever, it seems, that they've been doing this all the time while the rest of us have been sitting here like slaves.
Mm-hmm. You're right. That's clear, right?
But how many are involved in this?
I am a lot.
Is it half?
More than half.
More than half would be able to fly around and see
yes,
all this stuff.
Yes, more than half, yes.
And they know who we are. Just if we if we show up somewhere, would they know that we're not one of them?
Yes, you should. Yeah, they know. They certainly know that you're not one of them at all. They know. They call us enemy. They call us the rebellion people. They say we rebel against their master. And when we show up, they definitely know that we are not one of them at all. We are among the rebellious people, rebelling against their master any day, any time. So they know you. They know you. When you show up, they know that you are not part of them.
Because they say that they told me that I was crazy.
That's what they said, yes.
They said, how could you, how could you not get this?
Mm-hmm.
You're nuts. Mm-hmm. You're just crazy. You need to be locked up.
Mm-hmm.
You need to be taken out of society.
Mm-hmm. You're right.
Separated so that you can't harm anybody.
Mm-hmm.
And that's the treatment that I've noticed. And I've noticed that there are a lot of people that say they're Christians that they don't get the same kind of treatment.
Mm-hmm.
they're accepted.
Yes. Because they know that you don't belong to them, so you don't get any treatment.
Mm-hmm.
You don't believe you are enemy. You don't belong to them. But there's no way they're going to treat with you kindly at all.
Okay, what happens to them upon death? That go to the different UFOs and they think. What do they think they're going to become eternal, or what happens to them in their lives?
What happens is that the devil deceived them that they're going to be eternal. It's a deceit. They haven't discovered. You cannot discover it unless you get born again. But so long as you are bound and you are there, you think you're going to be an eternal. That is a lie.
And so what happens is, then obviously they go to hell then.
That's right.
That their life, when their life is over, even before, well, I've seen a lot of them where people just quit dealing with them. In other words, once they get old, I don't think they get used as much, so they don't get to play around and have fun.
You're right. You're right. You're 100% right. You're correct.
So then the ride is over.
The ride is over. You're right.
And,
correct.
Yeah, and then they are in sorrow because they don't want their grandchildren to be hurt, so they keep their mouth shut.
You're right. You're right. You're correct. They don't want their grandchildren to be hurt, so they are correct.
Oh, gosh. Having you confirm all this does not make me feel better. It makes me feel like, okay, so I knew what was going on the whole time, but it's not easy. Let's talk about black magic since we're really going to get involved in all this. From your book, black magic. These powers are used as being described in demonic books, cartoons, and movies. Okay, and you mentioned TV shows like Roswell, Werewolf, American Werewolf in London, the Vampire Slayer, Buffy the Vampire Slayer, Teen Wolf, and you mentioned Necronomicon, and I guess the work of H.P. Lovecraft?
H.P. Lovecraft, that's right.
I was involved in doing a film of an H.P. Lovecraft book about Reanimator.
But did you do it?
Well, I didn't realize that the people that I was working with were into Aleister Crowley. You know, I have no idea why I was even there, but they were all, they did the Necronomicon as a movie.
My goodness. I think they wanted to steal you before you are aware you have already committed yourself.
Well, there's something we could talk about off the air with that. But anyway, the Necronomicon, they did the whole thing of Cthulhu and, you know, all these stories, From Beyond, Reanimator, all those. And then I realized later, like I said, they were into Aleister Crowley. But it says here, the Necronomicon has its place in modern black magic and Transiugothian metaphysics. For example, there's now a whole line of materials on the hellish Lovecraft Cthulhu mythos, form of magic practiced in darkest Satanism.
That's right.
So there's something to H.P. Lovecraft.
Mm-hmm. Go ahead.
Well, these were usually considered fantasy books or books in horror. And most people thought they were just, they weren't real, but they were somehow just fantasy.
That's right. They are real. It's not fantasy at all. If you don't know, then the devil will make you feel that it's a fantasy. You know, in the first place, the devil doesn't want people to know that it's real. So what he does is that he tries as hard as he can to think they are crap. They are all fantasy. How can this happen? I don't believe in that. But let me tell you, Jeff, it's real. They are there. And if you want to know that they are there, then you better have to come to Jesus. Then the Lord will open your eyes for you to know that, I tell you, it's real. Because the devil knows that when people discover, get to know that these things are there, and these things are lies, and these things are manipulation, nobody will go to them again. So he tried to keep the people bound and to also force and also circulate this false information that they are not real. They are just imagination. They are just hallucination. They are just crap. And so people tend to believe these are not real. These are just imagination. These are just like that. In order to cover all these things, to be able to pull as many as he can to his kingdom. But you see, like you are doing now, God is using you and your station and your wife to bring about the knowledge that people need in this nation to know that Jesus alone is Lord and Jesus is the Son of a living God. Else, because if you don't get people like you, a seed rod, there's no way people are really going to know, because all the preaching in this nation, you don't even see them mentioning, telling people that the devil is real, so you have to be very careful all that where you go. You have to be very careful. All the things you see, the things you do, the things you buy, you have to be very careful. Nobody.
Well, we talked about that, and then I got a word from the Lord that I shared, because I do a kind of a prophetic preaching during the week. And only when I receive a word, though. And I received this word that said, beware to some of you. And I saw this in the spirit, that somebody was going to take someone on a shopping trip and say, go ahead and get whatever you want, I'll pay for it.
That's right.
And I alerted it, and I got an email back later, or I got word later through Trish, that one of our friends had just exactly that offer. And they heard it on the word, you know, the word I said, they heard about it, and that they didn't go on the shopping trip. So
thank God.
Because now you say that, we saw a show last night about Levi's jeans. And Church was saying, well, that belongs to Molech.
Mm-hmm.
You know, all the fashion and people.
Yes. The fashion, yes, they all belong to Molech.
Okay. And it's possible that if you get into the fashions, so you recommend just for people to buy just. Okay, go ahead.
You see, there is a difference between dressing and fashion, all right?
Yes.
And here, dressing is okay, but the fashion is being controlled by Molech. Now, Molech is a spirit that just have only human female head and the female private part and then the front. Mm-hmm. And what he does is that he brings this fashion to the world. Now, when they embrace it, they come along with pollution and contamination. Now, Molech is also the demon that goes around in the night, pulling the big men in the high places down by sleeping with them and getting them to be contaminated and getting them to spread this spirit of fornication and spirit of lust around. So Molech is there. You know, one of our meetings, Satan wanted to hit the church very, very strong. So he was finding a way, a means of getting to churches. And you know, Molech and Jezebel raised their hands and said, "We know how to do it. We know how to contact them. We know how to get in there." So they said, "We're going to go in there with fashion." And through, if you go to churches, you don't even know whether they are going to club or they are going to church. You see, that's what I said. Dressing is different from fashion. You will see a man in church with his plaited his hair like a woman, put earrings like a woman. You will see a woman in church dressed like a man, and you see, so the fashion has now gotten into the house of God, yeah, and so much that when you enter into the house of God, all that you see is condemnation and pollution. You don't even know whether you are in a club or actually you are in a church. So Molech's in charge of fashion. He's also the demon in charge of posting their private band for money and for fun. He's also in charge of Nuduism. You see, so he is the one comes out with fashion and people will just grab it up and it will cause fire and it will contaminate and then pollute Christians. And if you're not very careful, then something big is happening. So that is that.
Well, then, in this case, this country is history.
I tell you. Everything that we see in the world came from here. All the dressing, fashion.
Movies.
Yeah, yeah.
Music. You know,
yes, music, everything. Rock music, R&B, everything. Pop music. Everything is from here. So that's it. So as soon as America embraces it, the whole world will surely embrace it.
Well, I have to tell you, Bishop Kanko, I've used, being a musician myself, I've used the, recently a, you know, the form of rock and pop and different things they do, but I have a different thing going on in it. And it's, and since that time, it didn't really fool them. They are very offended by it.
Because uh-huh.
It's, it's in their own language. Well, no, I've just lost all my airplay and, you know, but it was, you know, some of the titles are Jesus is God. That's one mm-hmm. title, but done with a kind of a rock beat and feedback. Cause I grew up on all that and I'm using it. I think I don't think it's really an error because it's not being accepted.
Uh-huh.
But then I did another one called, New Jerusalem. I mean, the list of my songs, but it's being shown not in the Christian genre, but in the alternative rock genre or experimental genre. In other words, I've gone out there and amongst the heavy metal people and not amongst Christians, amongst just people that are, you know, think they're Satanists and all that. And I think it's made some kind of a dent because people have listened, but I've noticed that when I didn't do that, they were all my friends. And then it's.
You're right.
But they listen. In other words, I have more airplay than ever before in my life. But they they don't give me their name. In other words, they don't, they act like they're not listening, but they are. It's weird.
You see?
They listen though. They have something like 13,000 or 14,000 plays in about a month.
You see?
And I'm going, well, where are these people? They don't say who they are.
Mm-hmm.
So anyway,
you see? Uh-huh.
Now
you see?
Mm-hmm. Well. I see this whole world, yes, Bishop Kanko, I see this whole world you're talking about. I've tried to alert them, and they've said I was crazy. They make it very difficult to talk about things like cities under the sea, other dimensional cities, UFOs that the elites fly around on them like no big deal. They have already access to, because they'll ask me, well, then why isn't someone like Henry Kissinger, you know, or one of these old dignitaries that old? Why don't they look young then if they have all these powers?
That is the disruption. You see, the Bible says, you see, if you don't have the Spirit of God, yeah. You tend to believe everything. Can you imagine when you were in the world? You used to believe all this. You see, if you don't have the truth in you, if you don't have the Spirit of God in you, you tend to, your eyes are blind to all these things. Like you are saying, why don't you look younger? But you see, they are bound, they are in bondage. They don't have the truth in them, so they can't see. Before they are aware, it is late, and they are crying for their grandchildren, their great-grandchildren, but it is late at that time. That is the problem.
Okay. Now, does Satan obviously requires human sacrifice? We've talked
yes,
about that.
Yes,
now,
yes.
We talked about that last time, but let's talk about human sacrifice in America and Europe.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so these people then that are more than half who have been, you know, and they know about these cities and portals and other realms and other worlds and demons and gargoyles. They know, they've seen it all, and they're being quiet about it. They say, well, I didn't kill anybody, but do they?
You know, there is a place in this country that in the night, a young man and young woman meet for physical and spiritual sex. And there, a lot of human sacrifices goes on. Now, there is another, there's a group of big elderly people in this nation. They belong to a particular group. Every month, they sacrifice not less than 6 babies and not less than 4 teenagers. So every month, every day, people are getting missing in the United States of America. They are agents. They have agents who they hire people to just go around and collect children, collect young men, making sure that they use them for sacrifice.
Yeah. I know. Well, we know what you say is true, Bishop, because we have guests on this show mm-hmm. who have admitted, and they've come forth, and they said, yes, they use me. When I was much younger, they used me. They said go out and hand out tracts, you know, Bible tracts. And they said, come to a meeting with us. We want to take you to a Bible meeting. They'd be on the streets. So they fill a van up with kids to go to a Bible meeting. And so the person lured them there, and then they kill them for a sacrifice.
That's right. That's what they do.
And,
I know.
And so we have had people, we've had guests here admit that they've done that very thing. They participated
right.
in that very thing, but they said that the memories were blocked out because they had multiple personalities and they couldn't remember having participated. But then now that they're older, these memories are coming back that they led children to their deaths. And, well, we talk about in your book, you know, first of all, if you want the book, you go to patholiday.com. That's 2 L's.
That's right.
Patholiday with 2 L's .com. Also publishers, they're looking for a publisher, but you can get the book in PDF format to read right now and download it by going to patholidaywith2ls.com, patholiday.com, and you can get this book. It's incredible, and I'm just going to – everything we've been talking about today is in the book. I've just been scrolling through the book and asking Bishop questions, and I have to tell you that it's horrifying. We have another chapter here called Children – Street Children Captured. Now, you recall Multi-JL and some of the guests we've had here that talk about, here's what the book says. Some children who were captured by witches and wizards from the city under the sea can be rescued and converted. I personally have known many of these human children that have been converted to Christianity. Okay, this is not being captured on, they were street children first, but then they were taken to the city under the sea.
Mm-hmm.
But then here's something you didn't know, folks. It says, these children of the underwater city, some of these children belong to witchcraft families. However, many of these children are spiritual beings while others are hungry street children that have been captured by Satan's agents and turned to witchcraft. These are children who have been abandoned by their parents and roam the streets.
Mm-hmm.
Sadly, they are throwaways and prime candidates targeted by the witches and wizards to turn them into witches and wizards. Furthermore, it goes on to say that these children, the queens of covens. Now, every coven has a queen.
Mm-hmm.
And when people participate in the rituals, of whether it's be sex or blood, whatever it is, it's almost like the queen bee. She captures it,
mm-hmm.
you know, and uses that power for the group. The queens of covens and the kings of wizards pick up street children, and these poor children are fed, and here we go, these poor children are fed portions of human flesh and drink human blood from their witches' pots.
That's right.
I mean, this is stuff that we see in cartoons. Mm-hmm. It's really real?
Mm-hmm. Real, I tell you, real. You see, what you see in cartoon is what happens. You see, they bring what is happening, what happens into the cartoon. In fact, I'm even looking for somebody who says he wants to act a film. I want them to come up with a film, so that at least that one will speak volumes, you know. Mm-hmm. Those, what you see in the cartoons is real, is what is happening. They are not kidding you.
Okay, well, here human blood is used to appease the demigods.
That's right.
In exchange, they hope to be blessed by these gods. I'm reading right from the book, right from Bishop Kanko's own words here. In exchange, they hope to be blessed by these gods with good fortune. Mm-hmm. They are given small pots, incense burners, special salts or herbs, bells or gongs, tribal drums, animal parts, bones, candles, incense, amulets, talismans, and charms. They are taught to practice rituals such as ESP powers and talking to the spirits, and they have a morbid fascination with the dead or with death. They mar their flesh with self-mutilation. Well, there's a lot going on in that. They have a fascination with blood, including cutting themselves or making with tattoos or body paint. These children will show an unusual body movements and effects such as twitching, ticks, rocking, glazed eyes, head banging, moaning or groaning, and chanting. It sounds like a mental hospital. Lack of empathy toward the hurts of other people, and they act cruelly with inhumane acts against people and animals and vandalism. And we've been ministering to some of these too. Many of these children are directed to work evil powers against their relatives and sometimes even bringing about death to prove. Now, when one of them brings about death, can they do it with just their mind?
Yes. Their mind.
How does that work?
Mm-hmm. You see, read that part again. Let me take my time and explain one by one.
Okay, well, just the last thing. Well, they have symptoms of twitching, ticks, rocking, glazed eyes, head banging, and they cut themselves or try to morph their flesh into something it wasn't meant to be.
That's right.
Then you say many of these children are directed to work evil powers against their relatives.
That's right.
Sometimes even bringing about death to them.
That's right.
To prove.
Yeah, you see, yeah, what they do is that they leave their bodies.
Okay.
They leave their bodies and go. You see, they have the power to invoke the spirit of death. They have the power to bring sicknesses to their loved ones and their families. They have the power to strike them while their families are in bed. They have the power to manipulate them. They have the power to put the spirit of fighting spirit. They have the power to destroy marriages. So all that the enemy wanted to use these young folks for is that to make sure that they cause a lot of havoc. Now, they have the power to invoke the spirit of death. They even bring death because they have the power to do this. You know, remember, they possess extraordinary power. They are witches. And witchcraft involves their soul. Witchcraft involves their will. So what happens is that when they are operating, they leave their body and they can do whatever they want to do. If they want to bring death to a person, it's easy. If they want to strike a person with infirmities, it is very easy. If they want to manipulate somebody, it is very easy. If they want to manipulate you to commit suicide by hanging yourself or by taking a pill, it's very easy. If they really want you to smoke, to take drugs, they just release those spirits. So this is how they do it. But they can do it both at night because they have the eyes to see, and they can do something in the spirit that you will not see. So what happens is that if it is in the night, then their soul, together with the witchcraft spirit, will leave their body while they are asleep and start doing that. So they will do that in the realms of the spirit, and within less than 2 weeks, 14 days, the thing will begin to materialize, or you will see the physical manifestation of whatever they have done in the realms of the spirit. So if it is death, within 14 days, the person will die. If it is sickness, infirmities, within 14 days, there will be illness. If it is to smoke, within 14 days, whatever. If it is divorce, same thing. Because witches are in charge of divorce. You know, in America, yeah. That divorce is a fashion, you know. And divorce also contaminates. It's bread. They contaminate. So younger, no more. It is highly spiritual, and these are the kids, because the kids are very fast and they are innocent and they cannot think themselves. They are able to do the job very well. That is why they use them. Yeah.
Okay. Yeah, there's a lot there. So within 14 days, and I know that people throw stuff all the time at me, and I sometimes there's manifestation, but sometimes, a lot of the time, it doesn't work with children of God. Why?
Yes. If you're a child of God, definitely it will not work. But if you're a child of God and you don't fellowship with believers, people of God, and you go to class and you do so many things, then, hey, there'll be no protection. So if you're not very careful, you will suffer the consequence. It may not kill you, but you really suffer. You pay a very big price.
Well, they can throw, like you say, the spirit of relapse. Like, say, someone had a problem with drugs or alcohol.
That's right.
They say, I'm free in Christ. Well, if you're weak, they can throw those spirits at you, and within a few days, the person will be relapsing and drinking and doing drugs again.
You're right. Yes, that's how it is.
So instead of dealing with the problem, like something like AA, Alcoholics Anonymous, instead of dealing with the problem, they say they believe in God, but they're not really dealing with Jesus, so they're not really applying, the blood of Christ onto the
situation. Yeah, you're right.
Without applying the blood, there's no protection.
No protection, right. Without applying the blood, there's no protection at all.
Yeah, because if they apply blood, we apply blood, right? Okay, so there's a connect, but a lot of this is going on in the sea. These children, even though they may be children, they're fully trained witches and wizards, and they take people down. Well, here's a scripture, another thing that it goes on and says, the scripture that connects this underworld compartment, Sheol.
Mm-hmm.
Is Sheol, where is Sheol?
Sheol,
the realm of the dead.
Yes.
Sheol.
Yes.
Well, it says that there's a scripture that connects it. It's Revelation 22.
Mm-hmm.
Basically, you say that this same scripture is used in Revelation 22 as a description of Satan. The scripture links the sea serpents with Sheol, an underground abode of departed spirits.
That's right.
So the spirits of the dead are wandering around Sheol, which means a place of inquiry to bring fear into the hearts of men, that they would repent by the storms of life to the gentle breeze of the Holy Spirit.
That's right.
So Sheol and the undersea world is connected.
Connected, that's right.
Revelation 22. And then, of course, you go on then with a talk about, is the devil real? Well, according to most Christian churches, I'm told that Satan and all that, and too much talk about Satan, they say, oh, that's not real.
No, you see, that is what I'm saying, that he has been able to enter into some of the churches and cause some confusion. Now, the Bible has not stopped talking about Satan. He says we wrestle not against flesh and blood. He goes ahead to say, but against principalities, against powers, against rules of darkness and spiritual wickedness in the higher places.
Mm-hmm.
The Bible goes to say in the book of Luke, I see Satan falling from heaven like a lightning. The Bible talks about all these things. He wants us to be aware. He wants us to know his devices, his lies. The Bible, the book of John, chapter 10, verse 10, it says he has come to steal and to kill and to destroy. How does he destroy? How does he kill if he's not real? If you don't hear his works, how does he fear? How does he kill? How does he destroy? So, but he has been able to enter into some of the churches, and I don't know whether because of out of fear, or out of persecution, I don't know. They just don't want to talk about it. And they cannot talk about the gospel without a devil. We are preaching the gospel because of the devil.
Yeah, that's the whole point.
Yes.
That's exactly why, because the Satanism and the spiritual realm and all these things will get you if you don't have the born-again experience, the deliverance by Jesus Christ alone. Without they can just go ahead and take you. But no one talks about that there's dangers. They think, oh, there couldn't be. They look at the world. It looks fine to me. They don't see. All around us are these dangers, these spirits, these disincarnate entities that try to get a hold of you or whisper into your ear and make you do things. Well, anyway, okay. So, as we you continue into the gospel, you say the whole point of the gospel is to deliver us into life now, right? Not just for after we're dead.
That's right.
Okay. Also, you talk about in the book sea behemoths, in other words, giant monsters. Are there literally monsters out of the sea?
They are big, giant monsters. These giant monsters are tamed in the sea and then deliver them as commandos. These are brigades that help the agents of Satan and the realms of spirit. They are very huge, and they do all sorts of things. They are scavengers. They do the dirty work before the real demons comes and do it. And so these monsters are being sent to homes, to various places, to jobs, to turn accident, to frustrate you financially, to stop you from going forth, to roll your life back like setbacks, retrogression, to put fear in you, and to cause you not to have complete faith in the Lord. These are scavengers. They come and do all these things before the real demons comes and do whatever they want to do. They come to destroy your spiritual vitality, and then also make sure that your spiritual fiber is being broken down. Mm-hmm. So that when these things are being broken down, you get people to say Jesus is not Lord.
Okay,
before the real before the demons come.
Mm-hmm. Okay, now obviously that's going to blow their minds. What he's saying is that a lot of the demonic attack, or what you think is demonic, isn't even the demons yet.
It's not demons yet.
You're not seeing the really bad stuff yet, those of you.
That's right. That's right. They are scavengers, yes.
Okay, these are scavengers, but the whole point is to break you down, and then the real demons come to go ahead and finish you off.
Yes, you're right.
Well, what's going to happen to America? If America doesn't repent, I would say it's going to be finished off. Because most people, to me, seem hypnotized, like in another realm here.
You see, God is going to have mercy on America. Do you know why? Because of people like you. You know, when he wanted to destroy Sodom and Gomorrah, he says, if I find 10 righteous men, I will spare. Because of the 10 righteous men, I will spare the city of Sodom and Gomorrah. And I believe that there are more than 10 righteous men. What he's going to do is that he's going to cause a very radical revival. Very radical.
Well, let me tell you, so you hear that, Satanist? I told you out there, you Satanist, I told you this. I said, you better keep a few of us around if you want to stay around.
That's right.
I think they're smart enough to figure that out, though.
So I think it's going to cause a very radical revival here. Radical, very, very, very fearful one. Strange things are going to happen. God is going to bring strange things to happen to not even the ordinary citizens in this nation, but the top men. You watch the senators, those who matter, the lawmakers. Things are going to happen, and it will start from them and say, let's fear God before it gets to the grassroots. He will not start with the grassroots because they don't matter. God is going to start with the lawmakers, with the big man, with those who matter in position. That is where the radical revival, fearful revival, wrath of God, radical revival will come. And when it comes and they start crying, then the grassroots will also begin to cry, and the righteous men in this nation will raise up their hands and say, Lord, we have sinned. And that is where revival is going to change. I know radical revival is going to happen any moment from now, but it will start from the top. I wouldn't be surprised that somebody would just rise up and the senators and kill about 4 a day, the next time 3 a day, and start breaking things in the White House. I wouldn't be surprised just to draw the attention of those lawmakers to God and let them know that Jesus does not sleep nor slumber. Till the time, if they don't repent, then something else will happen. I believe.
Well, if you bring them to their, listen, the Lord says, I will bring you to your knees. I will bring your nations to your knees
anytime
I feel like it. So
that's
now maybe what you're saying is we're going to be brought to our knees, and that's where the revival will come.
Yeah, that's right. That's right. I'm positive. I'm positive. But he loves America. He will not give up on America at all. But he's going to bring a radical revival. He's going to bring you to your knees.
Oh, yes.
And that's where real revival.
That's good news.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, anyway, this book is an encyclopedia of magical arts, demons, demonology, witchcraft, wizardry, underground cities, above ground cities, other realms, and how these people, they, you know, one of the things that you've noticed is you have people in your life that try to get you to sin. See, they're not concerned with taking you down. They just want you to start sinning. And if they can start that, then they get a reward.
That's right. You're right. There are some people who are really human agents. Their duty is to convince people and to manipulate you to sin. Then they get reward. That is their main primary desire. They are human agents, and they look innocent, and they look lovely and friendly, and they look as if they care. But that is not true.
Oh, if here, have some more wine. There you go. Oh, it's okay if you smoke a little pot. Here, have some of that.
Yes.
It's a couple of pick-me-up pills. You're feeling a little tired. Here, have some pills.
That's right. That's right. That's right.
It's okay if I look at a little porno on the TV. What's the big deal?
Well, the big deal. That's right. That's right. That's right.
And on the internet, it doesn't matter. You haven't slept for a couple of days, and you're all out of sorts. You turn on that. Now you're weak. Now go ahead and watch those images on the internet. That's okay.
That's right.
And then
that's
by that time, that person is doing well, and you're going down the tubes, and Satan's keeping a track of it. And he's saying, and this is all according to the book. This is all in Bishop Kanko's book.
That's
I'm just
right.
going by the book, okay? He says, you know, what they're doing is they keep track of you and then all the sins you do, and they just keep a tabulation of how come you're a worthless, you know, because you're just embracing sin now. But it all starts with that little trip up. And I believe the Jezebels amongst us,
you're right,
are always wanting to give, if you like, Bishop, the Nazarites to get drunk on the wine, you know, because Nazarites didn't drink the wine.
That's right.
So, you know, in a sense, it's like a little bit of a metaphor for, you know, getting people to sin. It seems like there's the Jezebels are always saying, oh, you know, you can go off your diet. You don't really have to eat pure. You can, you know, it could start with something like that.
You're right.
It's okay if you look at another woman.
That's right. Okay, that's right.
It's just that's you're right. just looking. It's not like you're having sex with her.
That's right.
Go ahead and look.
Go ahead and look. You're right.
Enjoy yourself.
Enjoy it. You're right. Go ahead and look.
Life is for pleasure. Why deny yourself?
That's right.
Okay, divination. We are in battle now with some people that are out there that are trying to influence people that would be otherwise Christian, saying that divination is okay. In other words, like tarot cards and things like that. These are just keys to the hidden knowledge. And the church, the evil church, wants to take away all this because they don't want you to feel to have the power that we have, you know, the power to be free. So, you know, but really, divination is good, and it's been the age-old way that man has found his way through his conflicts. What about divination? Is it wrong?
It's very wrong. Divination is the heart of Satan. Divination is one of the tools that he's able to grab mass recruitment and mass people into his kingdom. Divination is something that, you know, people crave for power. They want to see what is happening into their life. They want to know who did that. They want to know who is, they want to know what is coming. And this is what human beings is all about. He wants to know at a point in time or every time. He wants to know whether he's safe. He wants to know whether he's doing well or somebody is after him. He wants to know. And these, so because of that, Satan has provided these answers, in quote, by getting people to do this divination. And so if you go there, if you go to somebody who read palms or somebody who's doing that, as soon as you go there and come back, you have been marked for Satan. You are in his kingdom. So you can see a day and number of people who go to certain places. So they are just going into his kingdom mass. It's a mass production.
Okay.
He produced a mass. And then we need to break. If you have gone there before, you need the deliverance. If you have been palms, have been red stars and etc., divination, you need a necromancy, sorcery, you need a very big deliverance, else you, Satan is going to worry you, and so it's no good at all.
Mm-hmm.
At all.
You say in the book that a witch or wizard invariably practices his or her activities at night, and then you say that sometimes she leaves her body and falls, he or she, as a ball of fire or ball of light.
Mm-hmm. And yes, a ball of fire.
I've seen that, you know, and a lot of people say they think they see a UFO, and I say, nah, it's a witch if it's just popping in and out. Mm-hmm. And they say, but what they do is they usually go to their secret groves, they
That's
travel
right.
there, and the witches convene in these places for their nocturnal orgies. These orgies take the form of cannibalism
That's
for
right.
witches to feed upon human flesh and are especially partial to the meat of babies and young children. The
right.
flesh eating, however, seems to be regarded by many Africans as a mystical rite devouring the soul of the victim. And that's what we started talking about today. Hence the slow withering away of his actual body.
That's right.
The witch doctor must hasten to identify the witch before she is figuratively consumes a vital organ like the heart, liver, lungs. Okay. Now there's a lot of witches today. Witchcraft is being a Wiccan, for example, is allowed in the military. Of the United States, considered a religion. They would say this is ridiculous. The witches don't go out and have orgies and eat human flesh. But now you're laughing. Okay.
Yes, because it is interesting.
Because they do, they do these things.
They do these things, but they will not come up and say they do these things. They do these things, and then there we go. If a state of a country can allow witchcraft as a religion, then of a truth, the only thing that can save that nation is a radical revival.
Okay.
Yes.
And then the conclusion of the book, and now we've gone through this whole thing, is there is a deliverance part of the book, which may be the most important part of the book. There is no other book that's going to give you everything you need to know about witchcraft, the occult, the complete structure of their cities and their hierarchies and where they exist and how it works, how it all comes together. And then, of course, deliverance and Jesus Christ, a whole deliverance section that concludes the book. You can get it at www.patholiday2ls.com. And she is the co-author of the book with Bishop Kanko, his story, her writing. And so be very, very, I think, vital for you to have in your, Pat was telling us recently is that she really wants to see a publisher. You can get this book, download it, and then print it on regular paper and put it in a notebook and have it. But it should be published, I think, you know, with a major publisher. And if this message happens to get around to any major publisher, here's a book you're going to want to have on every shelf, because here is, even if you, the churches don't want to admit Satanism, don't want to admit their part in covering all this up, which is really like covering up the world because it's everywhere you go. So they want everyone to live in a little fantasy world or live actually in a hypnotized, mind-controlled state. Fine, but if you want to do something good for your company, like you, Zondervan, what's your excuse? Because what, you're Masons? Is that right? So you're going to cover
yeah.
all this up? Well, why
right.
don't you publish this book and put it out there, and maybe you can start on the right road rather than going down the wrong road. Now, one final question. Why in the world... they know what's wrong. They say they believe in Jesus. A lot of these people pray very earnestly. Why do they do all this bad stuff?
You see, they think going to church is a social gathering. They think because people, if you go to these churches, people drink and they go to churches to do everything. They're missionary. They have church. They go to churches, these missions and this. So they think there's no power there. They think if you want real power, if you want to be in business, if you want to be popular, if you want to have power, then this is where you need to go. It's their mind. That is what it is, you see, because they think the power of Jesus Christ is no longer exists. It existed in the time of the apostles, the disciples. But in our days, the power of God no longer exists. So if you want really power, it's all right to go to church and sing and say, Lord, Lord, but you need
yeah.
Yes. but you need to identify yourself with this missionary, these occults, these people. You need to do that in order to get what you want. That is why. And that is why. It's that is what. Probably it is our fault, because we are not allowing the power of God to move in churches. So, well, there's no fear. There's nothing. So that is how it is. We can't trust God enough. We can't. I mean, go.
They don't trust. They don't trust that God will put food on the table. I mean, it comes
yes.
down to that very basic thing. So they go the other way.
You're right.
And then they start covering for this, and then they cover for that, and then they cover for this, and pretty soon they got orgies going on inside the church itself.
You're right.
I've seen that too. I'm horrified. I'm like, what are you doing that? We're in front of the pulpit, and we're here on a Saturday for a prayer meeting, and you want to have, what, a homosexual orgy? Yes.
You see?
Yes, we do. We want to have homosexual sex with you. Oh, great. So I'm so glad I came to this prayer meeting. Well, you know what? We'll kill you if you tell. Oh, yeah. I ran right into that very thing with a big mainstream church that has lots of money. And my God, they said they wanted me to go on a ride with them in a car. I said, I'm not getting in a car with you.
You're not going to get in a car, right? I'm going to get in a car with you, yeah, right?
Yeah, I'm not going to get in a car with you after you jumped on my case for not getting in your homosexual orgy, excuse me. You know, and then they sit up there on Sunday and say, homosexuals are evil.
Mm-hmm.
Bishop Kanko, Bishop Vagalas Kanko is my guest. All the information will be on the site. This will be there. Trish will stay right there, Bishop Kanko, and thank you. Thank you so much for, wow. Yeah, I got off to a little bit of a rough start because I've had spiritual warfare. I've been, all week, I have been battling this whole demon of Jesus is not God, and we didn't get into it today, but there's an actual demon attached to it, and I can tell you, I know there is. We battled it with one show, and then I had another argument with some guy saying the Bible's false and this and that, and I'm, you know, they just really manifest. Then we have the other front, which is the New Age tarot card front with the likes of Michael Saryan and others who are out there influencing the 9/11 so-called truth movement with their lies. And then they have all their militant. I mean, this has been one. This is the most insane week of spiritual warfare that your host has ever gone through. I'm on the front lines. And so what I want you guys to do is no. Don't just send me money. Here's a couple of bucks, Z. Keep going for me. No. You need to get involved here with me. You know, come on. I can't fight all this on my own. I would rather see you make your contribution and start, you know, swatting some of these dragons down. In fact, let me put on the song I wrote called Swatting Flying Dragons, because this was exactly, when you hear this little sound, it reminded me of these dragons. You need to get out your little fly swatters and swat these dragons down and take a stand. Don't just say, oh, Z's doing it for, I'm just a human. You know, you misunderstand. I may be stronger than a lot of people, you know, be able to hang in there, but I'm damaged goods too, you know. And you'd think that I'm stronger than you. I'm not stronger than you. This nation, the only reason this nation is even here right now is because of a few people like you, like me, like a few others who didn't, you know, give in to this. But yeah, I've seen their cities. I've seen their stuff, you know, some of it, because they wanted me to see it. They wanted me to get a glimpse. I never saw more than a glimpse, but they wanted me to get a glimpse, you know, thinking that I'd want in. They just can't believe that with all that good stuff they have to offer, how you could possibly go your own way. It's not my way I'm going. I'm just going the way of God, the way of Jesus Christ. I mean, you know, in the spirit of Ephesians 6:12, but some people, like the Apostle Paul, sure, he had his eyes open before he then repented of it. But he saw everything. I didn't. You know, and so therefore, I'm kind of walking around blind. I need, you know, a little bit of covering, too, from your prayers. At the same time, you know, even if you just go in a, you know, a chat room where they're talking about, you know, tarot decks and how cool it is, and you put in something like, you quote a psalm. Just that right there. You know, you say God bless you to somebody that you know is, you know, it's not easy, because on the one hand you want to correct, and then on the other hand, you know, then they want to call you hateful. They want to say you're full of it. You know, they say the Bible's full of lies. And you know, I know this. Jesus is the only way out of this mess. The mess we talked about today with Bishop Kanko. This is the only way out. And if there was another way, I would have told you, and there isn't. Whether you look at any of the, well, what about a Muslim? Muslims are in the same boat that Hindus are in. You know, and Hindus are in the same boat that witches are in. And witches are in the same boat that fallen Christians are in. Fallen Christians are in the same boat that, you know, kings and queens are in. So we're going to be brought to our knees here in America, but not wiped out totally, because there are a few around. And I think I know every single one of you. Isn't that something? I know every single one of you that Bishop's talking about. I'll see you next time. God bless you, each and every one of you. Zeph Daniel, over and out.